Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. has surpassed 25 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus since the pandemic began, with more than 418,000 deaths from COVID-19. This according to data from Johns Hopkins University. And this as vaccine distribution around the country hits a number of snags. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says there was no distribution plan in place from the Trump administration as the virus raged around the country. Klain says that will change under President Biden.
One of the first orders the president signed was using his legal authority under the Defense Production Act to mandate the production of more syringes that could extract more doses out of the existing vaccine vials.
Speaking there on NBC's Meet the Press. And while the number of new cases in the U.S. has shown signs of slowing recently, the U.S. leads the world in the number of infections and deaths from COVID-19 and accounts for roughly one of every four cases reported worldwide and one of every five deaths. India has recorded the second most cases with more than 10 million infections. The Kremlin is dismissing yesterday's anti-government protests across Russia as insignificant, saying President Vladimir Putin enjoys the support of most Russians. Activists say nearly 3,600 people were arrested for turning out to support opposition leader Alexei Navalny. And here's Lucian Kim has more from Moscow.
Saturday's protests swept across Russian cities, large and small, with demonstrators demanding Alexei Navalny be released from jail. He was arrested a week ago after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from a poisoning he blames on President Putin. Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov spoke on state TV. He said few protesters turned out and that many people have voted for Putin. Peskov also accused the United States of interfering in Russian politics after the American embassy in Moscow tweeted its support for Russians' right to free expression and peaceful assembly. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
President Biden attended Mass today, his first time attending church as president. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Biden is only the second Catholic to serve as president.
President Biden attended service at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Biden was in the service for a little more than 30 minutes. He was joined by his son Hunter and two of his granddaughters. A small crowd gathered outside and cheered for Biden as he left the church. He told reporters that the service was, quote, lovely. The motorcade made a brief stop at a local Georgetown bagel shop that was founded by Biden's coronavirus coordinator, Jeff Zients. Before becoming president, Biden was known to attend Mass every weekend. He carries a rosary in his pocket and often mentions Bible passages in speeches. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
This is NPR. In Chicago, the teachers' union voted to defy the school district's demand that they report to school buildings tomorrow ahead of planned in-person school for grades K through 8 that would start February 1st. The country's third biggest school district says it's agreeing to a demand from the teachers' union to push back teacher prep time in the buildings to Wednesday to allow talks to continue. Teachers are upset over a lack of vaccines and a lack of supplies to keep the schools safe in a pandemic. One of the many industries devastated by the pandemic was Broadway and theaters around the country. And now officials want to know what will make frequent theater goers return to live performances. According to a new COVID-19 impact survey, it boils down to two things, vaccinations and the wearing of masks. Jeff London has more.
The website Theatermania and its owner Audience View surveyed 3,300 members of its online community last November and December. 94% of the respondents went to the theater at least twice a year, but 63% said they went every chance they could. The participants skewed older, age 40 and above, and more than three-quarters said they've attended virtual theater events during the pandemic. 94% said they wouldn't be comfortable without a mandatory mask requirement, and 70% said widespread vaccinations were the most important element to get them to return. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Authorities in France are threatening a third lockdown amid a steady rise in coronavirus infections. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.